Blog Talk Radio.
Damn! We don't need that shit. I mean, we all need this shit that I be talking. But I really want to know who want it. Because if you really want it, you have to know something. And that something has to be it. I mean, it is a vast majority of things. I mean, excuse me, a vast array of things. So your it don't have to be my it, but we have to have something that we really want. Now, most of you guys, I ain't gonna say you don't have it, but you don't have enough of it. Most of you guys want confidence. Now, I want you to think about this shit. Who needs confidence? Let's say you got two men. One of them don't have confidence. And another one has a lot of confidence. Now, those of you who are going to be brave enough to really look into this and answer the questions I'm going to ask are definitely people with some or the potential to have confidence. Because confidence is not something a person can actually do without. So let me tell you something. The answer to the question is who needs it the most, the man without it or the man with an abundance of it, is they both need it equally, just for different reasons. Let me get some water. I'm going to spend some real shit. A lot of motherfuckers think when you rich, your life is smooth. Now, let me pose this to you. Now, if you made $100 and your bills are $75, would you be better off than a motherfucker that made $2,000 and their bills was $1,500? Now, see, the way you guys think, you're looking at the money. The way I think is the reality of it. Because if you would think the person that makes the most money, you know, and their bills were, you know, whatever they were, you would think that motherfucker would be better off. But since both of you motherfuckers are spending 75% of your income on bills, you're really equal. So I've been both of these guys. The guy that had $100 and the guy that had $2,000. I've been both of them motherfuckers. And I can tell you firsthand, the man making the least amount of money is afraid of things, you know, he's not sure of. You know, not having money for him is a curse. And he can only do what he's done in the past. And if it was done successfully, he can do it again with total confidence. Anything new or involving something of his desire, he shuns away from. Now, the man with the better income, this motherfucker is afraid it's all a dream. Now listen to me. As much time as a man with a good income spends shoring up his confidence by his accomplishments, he spends almost as much time feeling uncertain about the things in his life. And the major difference is the man with the money is not afraid of doubting. Maybe he has in his mind enough money to doubt what he's thinking and still take a chance, blah, blah, blah. And what I'm saying, especially when he's doubting himself, this is true, because doubt to a person that makes money is like fuel. It's like the same thing gas is to your car. Without it, it ain't gonna go. Without doubt, a confident man ain't going far. Matter of fact, without doubt, he ain't confident. What makes him confident is when there is doubt, he makes a choice. Which side of the fence, this side or that side? That's what the doubt is actually posing to him. So you gotta understand, you cannot be a person that thinks they know shit. You gotta know it. Now, you know it, then of course, you know, doubt is, you know, not a bad thing. But if you don't know it, and you say you know it, then you have some motherfucking doubts. Those doubts gonna fuck you up. They are gonna fuck you up. The same doubts that wouldn't fuck you up if you admitted to yourself the truth about doubts. So, what I'm saying, does it take money to be confident? Or what does it take to be confident? Why you guys ain't calling in? I'm asking questions and seeing like you would want to answer these motherfuckers. And I certainly want to hear what your answers are. But if you don't want to call in, don't. Just, you know, all you guys on stream, you are just talking all that shit to each other. If you want to talk shit, not even if you want to talk shit, if you think you have a good point, how come you don't call in and express it so everybody can hear it? Oh, shit, do I have the number up? Let me go to StreamYard. Hold on, motherfucker. I might not even have a number up and I'm talking, and I don't. I don't have the motherfucking number up. So there you go, baby. Sometimes I'll be tripping. But most times, I'll just be involved with what I'm thinking. I take what I think so fucking serious. I mean, this is one of the benefits of telling yourself the truth. When you tell yourself the truth at all times, good, bad, or indifferent, what you think, you know, let's say you're a person that's been telling themselves the truth, good, bad, or indifferent, no matter what it is, and you think of something, and you think you want to do it, you really believe you can do it. You will actually go and try to do it. But now let's say you're a person that has been telling yourself a whole bunch of lies. Oh, yeah, I would talk to the bitch about, you know, she wasn't blah, blah, blah. When you ain't going to talk to the bitch, nobody. You just talking shit. See, you lying to yourself. When you think something, you will not believe what you think because you know you're a liar. You know it. So, does it take money to be confident? No. It takes honesty. The richest men in the world are really wimps. And they rely on their money to get what they want. I was a pimp. I know. This is getting motherfuckers want them to stand on their nuts. Want them to put their high heels and stab them in their nuts if that's the case, standing on it. But why do they want that? because they feel that they are fucked up because of how they use people in their lives, how they lie to people, how they blah, blah, blah. This shit makes them, as far as this extreme shit, it makes them feel that they're not paying repentance, but they're like acknowledging how fucked up they are. But at the same time, they're acknowledging they're not going to change because they know they got income coming from this shit. And this is what makes them feel so bad. I didn't have hoes that, you know, had motherfuckers that was really big corporations just paying the bitch whatever they pay them. And 9 out of 10 of those kind of guys. Now, there's the guys that just want to motherfucking date a bitch, but, you know, whatever. But there's the rich motherfuckers that get them, that they're going to give them $700-$800 for an hour. Them motherfuckers, they have particulars as far as where they come from. I don't know, you know, why they all choose the same kind of particular to do something, emasculate them or whatever the fuck. However you want to say it. I don't know why they do that, but they do. See, what I'm saying is having money is what it's all about to you, like it is with them. You're going to be susceptible to whatever the fuck your whims are, and your whims can be fucked up. They don't have to be, but they can be. And if you one of them motherfuckers that on a whim just decide, I want to go get high, blah, 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 you liable to be a junkie next year. Not that you gonna be. What I'm saying is if you believe, you know, that having money is what's up, and you don't have no money, where does that leave you? I'm just saying, you guys do not think of shit. This is why you need SWU. The shit we learn literally promotes you to go forward in your thoughts. At Sidewalk University, we embrace all our thoughts, even doubt. Why, you know, as far as doubt, you know, for a motherfucker that don't really have no confidence, is just another nail in his coffin. My point is each of you out there can use my confidence course. But more than getting the course, you would be just shortchanging yourself if you don't come to Sidewalk University. If you knew you were lacking confidence and you had an opportunity to get exactly what you needed in that regard, what would you do with it if you got it? I'm serious. What would you do with it if you got it? Or how would you use it? See, oh, wait. I hope somebody's on him with this motherfucker. Oh, it is somebody there. Come on, 390. 390, what's up?
Hello?
Yes, what's
can
going
you
on, bro?
Me?
Yeah, I can.
Hey,
I can hear you.
Big Rose, yes, yes. First of all, I would like to say thanks for all you'll be doing for all of us. It's been great to have, you know, a reference point for
good,
for
bro.
Us young men. So, yeah, I've been listening to you for a little bit. You know, I'm outside the U.S., but, you know, some things still apply over here, most things. Or
a lot
all,
of things
you know.
Apply, man. Where are you at?
Yeah, Italy, Rome.
You're in Italy?
Yes. High percentage
man,
of
everything I'm
mature
saying
people.
Apply to you.
Yes.
Hey, you're in Italy. Listen, wait. You're in Italy, but I detect you're from somewhere else.
No. I'm also a brother. I'm also a brother, but yes, I'm
also
from
Italy. Are you from Italy?
originally from Africa.
Africa.
Yeah.
Because I hear an accent, but it don't sound Italian.
Trust me, bro. Yeah, it is also that. Big Rose.
All right, what's going on with you, man? Well, what's the question?
No, so, yes. If I can give just a little introduction. So, yes, they do apply over here in Italy, but the thing is that we have a high percentage of mature older people here compared to the U.S. or other people, other places. So, you know, it gets tougher competition. I'm getting better quality. I'm getting up there, you know, with putting some work in.
Let me make sure I understand. Yep. You said over in Italy the women are mostly older. Is that what you said?
It's the second oldest place on earth after Japan. First Japan,
okay,
then Italy.
Okay, just a second. Let me make sure I understand you. You said the women are older, so that means there's fewer young women there, and the competition,
exactly,
you're saying is really treacherous. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a bit tougher, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've been with one girl for the past four years. So, you know, you have to start from the bottom. I'm going step by step, going higher. However, you know, when you at the moment, you know, when I'm reaching those higher quality girls, maybe, you know, I meet them in the streets, I get their number, whatever. Maybe too quick, you know, I just dip off. I don't know if that's maybe the issue. And then,
let me ask you something. This girl you've been messing with 4 years, what about her? What do you think about her? Where are you at mentally with her?
What do you mean? This is 2021. It's last year, girl.
Hey, listen,
I mean,
listen,
you know, I moved on.
Listen, I'm not trying to play games. You mentioned this girl you've been with 4 years. And you also mentioned how you do all this other extra activity, extracurricular activity. I'm saying either you really don't want to be with this woman, or you do want to be with this woman because she has whatever qualities you like. And I'm asking you, which one is it?
No, I explained myself wrong. Sorry. So I've been with this girl for 4 years. Then we broke up. And now I'm building myself up, you know.
Okay.
I'm building it.
You were with her 4 years, but now you're not with her at all.
Exactly. Thank
and
God.
And you want to know how you should go about building yourself back up.
Yes, I've done this a few times because this is not the first long-term relationship. So each time when I break out with a girlfriend after a few years, 1-2 years, then, you know, you have that. You have to start from the bottom, but that bottom each time is a bit higher because you have higher standards. You understand? So while before, you know, I could just, you know, build a team and get, you know, just 5-6s like this, now I'm like, no, man, I'm, that's not good for me. So it's getting tougher.
Stop. It's not getting tougher. You're getting more selective. Now, what I'm saying is, don't sound like you 20. You sound like you over 30. So
what I'm saying is,
you're ready for something real, but you don't want to just fuck with it because you're making it real. You want it to be real. So, but that is harder because before you had a wide open choice of women. Now you're selective. So selective is going to make it rarer that you come up with this woman. So what I'm saying is you got to accept what you're doing and you got to accept what comes with it, and it means you're not going to get to fuck a whole bunch of bitches because you don't really want to fuck them no more. You know, you've been doing that enough. So you want to keep fucking, but you want to fuck with somebody that's going to be, you know, at least seem like they're going to be qualified to be on where you coming from. Am I right?
Right.
So my advice to you would be to accept that, you know, you didn't elevated where you're coming from. And whereas out of before, whereas out of 10 bitches, you might catch 7 of them motherfuckers. You have to accept that the way you think now, you might catch 2. You just got to accept it. And once you accept it, you'll be honing in on those 2. Not the 2 you caught, but the 2 that's potentially catchable. Because when you just wide open, you ain't honing in on shit. You're just fucking with bitches. But now you're being selected. So you got to hone in on the bitches that have the qualities you like, which brings me to this question.
Huh.
What kind of woman would be the perfect woman for you?
Bomb. God, I can't even these questions. Yes. Good question. Well, of course,
stop,
the number.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, you know I'm bullshitting already.
Why do you think that's a good question?
No, if...
You didn't answer me.
Come again, what's the last question?
Why do you think that's a good question?
Yes, because I'm still struggling with that, right? So I know...
Stop. Listen. If you don't identify to you what kind of woman you want, then that means you go out looking for this particular woman. You don't know who she is. You don't know where she's going to be. You don't know what she looks like. You don't know how she's going to act, but you're looking for her. That's why you never find her.
Right.
You got to...
I have some... Like we said, the standards have gone up. So, of course, there are physical and mental standards. That's maybe what you're asking me about.
Dude, you're running from what I'm saying. I don't need you to describe what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about.
You better
know it. You're the one that needs to know it. Your standards have changed. What, man? What?
My question is this. Let's say I find something that I think, because you need some time, at least, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, a little bit, a few minutes to get to understand a bit better this person, right? So,
hey, bro, listen to me. If it takes you longer than 2 seconds to think, you fuck.
The thing is that when I get this higher quality,
hey,
I get maybe their numbers.
Address what I said to you, man. Don't pass what I said up. Address it.
Yeah. 2 seconds. And after you still have to put your game on.
Hey, 30 seconds versus 2 seconds. Those are two entirely different worlds. The person that takes 2 seconds, he's going to say, the woman say, well, why the fuck do you say some shit like that? And he takes 2 seconds, 1, 2. And he said, because, bitch, woo, woo, woo. But the person that takes 30 seconds to think, she going to say, why the fuck you say some shit like that? And you got to count to 30. Think about all that time. Think about all that silence. And I had this on another show, and I want to tell you this because you don't know it. I can tell. Do you know how fast you could think if you would take all that bullshit out your fucking mind? You could think faster than a computer.
Right.
A computer deals in ones and zeros. That's so it can go from point A to point B. That's all it want to do. Well, wait a minute. That's so it can go, if that's the case, from point A to point Z. But why it can do it like it's going from point A to point B is because all the clutter is taken out of it. That's why you program it using ones and zero. It's either or. Do you know why the computer was invented? Because scientists wanted to get something or figure out how they can make something that thinks as fast as a person's brain or mind could if they didn't have all the shit they think about. Otherwise, when you think from A to Z, but you include all the letters in between. Whereas a computer thinks from A to Z and don't think about none of the shit in between. That's why it's so fast. But if you can do that, as far as not have no clutter, everything you think not only would be as fast as a computer, but you would do hella shit a computer can't think. You would have compassion. You would have all kinds of shit that comes with being human, which is what they was trying to get to. But it's too much life we live. It's almost impossible for a human to not think of the things that they think of when they're thinking. Whereas a computer is made to not think of that shit. Did you know that?
Yeah. Some of this, yes.
Well, that's good. So what is your ultimate question? Because I want to answer you and keep going.
Sure. Yeah. Ah, damn, man. Well, thanks a lot for these tips. I think, yes, I have to be more calm on this thing. And I think where I mostly struggle, it's about having patience. Maybe you find the same thing, but...
Bro, listen. When you're impatient, it's because you know so much. And you think fast. And, you know, somebody is taking too long to do something you already thought of. Hey, man, what you thinking about? What you want to do? And this motherfucker is, like, taking too long. Oh, goddamn, 2 seconds, man. You already, man, this fool. And then he takes 10 more seconds. You already turned off. But it's because you're one of these people that need to focus on what you're doing. You need to focus on who you are or who you've become as far as whatever life has given you. Because evidently, you think fast. Other than that, you would never be impatient. Impatient motherfuckers don't think fast. They think slow. That's why they can wait. A motherfucker that think fast cannot fucking wait. God damn it, if I'm waiting in line past, you know, 2 minutes, I don't even want it no more. And I, even when I go to restaurants, take me a date out, we finna eat. And the motherfucking restaurant take too long to bring the food, I ain't even hungry no more. Whatever, it just turns me off. I don't know if you like that, but bro, you want to be impatient.
Yes, in the sense that maybe I get, let's say, this number. I said, okay, you're free on Tuesday. Okay, I write you. Let's meet on Tuesday. And then she's like, nah, whatever bullshit for Tuesday is not happening.
Pretty soon after that,
you're getting the number blocked.
Bro, do you know why that goes on?
Yeah, because I'm not at her level yet.
No, because she ain't at your level. Because you ain't established in your level. She said, well, let's do this on Tuesday. And you say, okay, and you wait to Tuesday. And you call her and sums up with Tuesday. If you would have said, hey, look, Tuesday ain't good for me. Let's do it on Friday. And
no, but I have to set up the date. It's hardly bitches set up dates. So it's me that tells, okay, when are you free? And she says, whatever day. And then if she ditch, I'm talking about these higher qualities because the other ones, they are the ones setting up the date.
The same thing applies. If whatever, whoever set it up is for Tuesday. And Tuesday comes and they got some kind of excuse. Just like if she would have asked you for Tuesday and you would have said, no, let's do it Friday. She would have had an excuse Friday. But what I'm saying is the excuse is your cue. she don't want to fuck with you. You're silly to even think about that broad. You're completely silly to even consider anything this bitch.
But why the fuck would she give a number to a fucking stranger in the street and then not get the fucking up?
Why would you care why she being a bitch?
I don't know.
She being a bitch because that's what bitches do. Why? Because they used to a whole bunch of motherfuckers coming at them like evidently you was coming at her. You might have been saying some real square ass shit to her and didn't think you were.
You mean after I got her number, probably, yeah.
Oh, when you got it. Otherwise, when a motherfucking bitch give you her number, it's either for her to connect with you, or it's either for her to diss you when you call it, and she just gave it to you. Otherwise, the average bitch that want to diss you will give you a wrong number. But there's a lot of bitches that give you the right number. And when you call and they pick up, and you say whatever the fuck, the next time you call, they ain't never answering. Because now they put that number with this face. I don't want to fuck with this motherfucker. And if they didn't, let's say you call this a couple of times or text a couple of times, they finally do pick up. I'm busy. Why don't you understand that?
No, I do. That's why I delete the number quite quickly after this shit happens.
Bro, you don't understand it. That's why you keep talking. You keep trying to explain to yourself why you should have or could have or whatever the fuck you're thinking, fuck with this bitch. When that bitch didn't want to fuck with you, so no matter what you did, you wasn't going to get to fuck with her. The sooner you motherfuckers realize that shit, The less you will be so uncertain. You got to realize when you get in action. You're talking as if you could have been getting action. But you weren't. You weren't getting no action. So why you think that is because you said hi and she said hello. And then you said, well, what's she doing? And she said, blah, blah, blah. Just because she was talking to you, you thought that. You didn't see or hear anything she was saying or doing that was indicating you getting some action. You just thought it. See how quiet you are now?
No, I'm thinking that I should have pushed harder, and then at least I can see it right there then. Like you say, instead of 30 seconds or 30 hours, I could see seconds.
If you got to push harder, she just going to act like she giving you more action. Then you going to be more fucked up because you pushed harder and it ended up the same way as if you would have realized from Jump Street, the bitch ain't saying shit to me. That's making me think I got
it. Why? That's fucked up.
What's fucked up?
No, I mean, you know, shit. I don't want to be wasting time with, you know, like that.
Hey, bro,
I'm surprised when this shit happens.
Am I telling you to waste time, or am I telling you to recognize when you're wasting time?
that's the thing. Yes, that's why I'm surprised I don't realize these things yet. I don't realize the difference.
Bro, listen to me. You are victim of what every other motherfucker that's up to date victim of. And that's just talking at a person. You don't talk to a person.
Right.
You just talk at them. And you don't really give a fuck what they say. Because if you would hear that they ain't giving you no action. But since you don't give a fuck, you only care about where you coming from. So you think whatever you think about whatever the fuck you think. When the bitch is telling you she don't want to fuck with you. And you ain't hearing it So you say, can I leave you my number? Or can you give me your number? Some bitches will give you a fake number at that point. But some bitches will give you a real number. Your job is when you call it, is to know what the fuck to do as far as her response. When you call it, then you say, hey, this Avery. You know, I talked to you the other day. Oh, hell, Avery, yeah, I was wondering. When... Something like that. You can think the shit you thinking. So when they say, you say, hey, this is Avery, I talked to you. Oh, Avery, I am so busy. I'm tied up all the way to Friday. You know, shit, that's telling you I don't want to kick it with you.
Right.
If you call Friday, she really knows you a knucklehead. She didn't tell you she don't want to fuck with you. Now, come
what,
on,
what
man.
About those that, what about those that do the same shit, like another one, for example, I got her number at a club, and then we're supposed to meet during the week. She ditched me off. I deleted her number, and then she hits me up on her way to the club. Hey, are you here? I'm like, bitch, no, I'm somewhere else.
Listen.
So let's meet on Tuesday.
Dude,
I know I fucked
dude,
up, but
do you
want to
learn, or do you want to keep talking that goddamn shit you're talking?
You're right. That's
what
thing,
I'm
you know.
Saying is, what you supposed to be looking for when you get a bitch number or you exchange numbers, you're supposed to call her. Now, she say, hey, look, I didn't really want to kick it. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And you get the feeling she didn't want to kick it. And you delete her number. You delete it because she wasn't really, you know, with what she was talking about. But the reason you exchanged numbers is because you wanted her to call you. So fuck what happened in between. Let's say the bitch call you. You supposed to act like ain't shit happened in between. Now you talking to her. It's about right now. Maybe that bitch called you. Why do you think she called you back?
Yeah, she wanted some game.
Man, you guys are so stupid. It's pathetic.
You
don't understand how stupid you sound, man. Why the fuck would she call you back? That first answer was wrong. So think of something else.
To test my manhood.
No.
Shit.
Think
you mean after
else,
after?
Man.
You see, after setting up the date, or she? You mean why she hit me up the next weekend at the club?
After you was busy, goddammit, and deleted
no,
her
she
number.
She was busy. After this bitch was busy, yeah, she, we're like, okay, let's meet Tuesday. Oh, she's like, yeah, let's meet. And then I'm at the fucking mall.
You said she calls you back and or asked you about being at the club, and you said no.
Yeah. Because she wanted some action, of course. She wanted me to go to the fucking club.
Fucking action, man. I mean, maybe, yeah. But what I'm saying, she called you back because you was on her mind. You struck her curiosity. And you fucked it off talking about this bullshit you talking about. That's pure bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably start chatting about her work,
hey, bro,
and then
probably
after her,
my
me.
Motherfucking ass, and I'm wasting time with you, man, because you don't give a fuck what I'm telling you. I'm gone.
Oh, I do. Oh,
no, you don't. You don't give a fuck. All you give a fuck about is explaining your bullshit so that you can keep thinking it. So keep on thinking that you off my line, period. See, what I'm saying, if you know you're lacking in confidence and you have the opportunity to get what you need, this is why I ask these questions. What the fuck would you do with it? How would you use it? Just like I'm asking them, they don't know the answers because they never think about this shit. You got to think about how the country is. You know, I don't think you motherfuckers see what they're doing. You know, the attitude they having or they making us have, you know, we're using our attitude as a statement. We accepting that everything we do is less important, less and less important. I remember when we used to go to church. We used to call it getting dressed in your Sunday go to meeting. And after a while, we stopped calling it Sunday go to meeting and just called it Sunday best. Now, why do we do that? Because when you go to church, you go into where you felt, you know, you could have a conversation with God, you know, on a different level. And it was formal. Now, since church is all about the money, they took the formal dress away to get more of the youth to attend so that they can get fatter offerings. When it should be to hear the word of God. When we went looking for jobs, we put on appropriate clothes. Why? To at least look as if we wanted a job. The job ain't coming to us. We coming to them. So we have to look appropriate. You know, now, with nothing being formal, we're just letting everything important that we did, we letting it slide. Because the less formal you are, the less fairness you think you deserve. I mean, black tie events, they were formal. Because if anyone couldn't be there, that's why they say black tie on the invite. But today, there's no such thing as a black tie event. And when you do see one, there's hardly any young adults dressed in black ties. When you deformalize things, you're unraveling the fabric that your life depends on. And you need to understand that. And all you youngsters need to, at least something needs to be formal. Where you ain't wearing t-shirts, tennis shoes, blah, blah, blah. You got to put on a suit. Something. Maybe whatever it is. I don't know. Now, on another note. These days, there's so many dudes on the streets claiming to be real. And most of them, because I speak with, don't even go at it straight laced, which is what you got to do to be real. Then again, a lot of motherfuckers I speak with have no clue about how shit should really go. Some guys talk about buying women shit before they stand tall or offering them some kind of ownership to some shit. And the one thing none of them know is that's what's killing this motherfucking abadabra. The one and only reward any of us should want from this abadabra is abadabra itself. What you do with your money and other gains is completely on you, and hopefully you do some good things and you have some things to do with your money in your later life. But all those hoes supposed to know there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and it's totally available to you. All you got to do is wait for it because the nigga ain't quitting till he done. If you hear, then you can share. If you ain't because you was impatient, that's not on you. See, the true motherfucker don't promise a woman nothing except a raw life of being, you know, with you. You got to have strong women and having them to hold on to some kind of promise you made them so they can get with you is asking for trouble. Because, you know, women that hold on to something other than this pure abadabra, they are trouble. shit, when a woman do that, she ain't gonna be as sharp as she could be, just as you, you know, using some kind of motherfucking deals to get a bitch to be with you, ain't gonna be as sharp as you can be. The things that you promise a female to get her makes you like, let's make a deal. That dude, Monty Hall. A real stand-up woman only want to know that you got principles, boundaries, all due to that righteous abadabra you got. I'm giving her knowledge that will last her a lifetime. And I'm saying, she don't really have to stay with me. She can get with some other fool and lavish all the knowledge I gave her on someone else. That's why you get in charge to fuck with me. Now, I ain't going to be mad at you if you choose, because I'm a firm believer in the fact you look better going than you did coming. Because when I watch her back as she leaves, I say to myself, yeah, nigga, I got what I'm on about to deal. Because I'm a true practitioner. A true practitioner will understand what I just said, and those who won't get it, there's no complaint that I'm out of touch. Fact is, I'm so goddamn happy to be out of touch with the way you suckers be doing shit today, I could scream. I swear I would not be about this abadabra today. Even if I was turning out tomorrow, I just don't think I'd develop this. The bullshit crutches that y'all have about being a man. I would be as my forefathers in this motherfucking abadabra was or has been. But, like you want to be, and it's not being straight up, you want to offer motherfuckers shit to give it to. That's what simps are. Suckers imitating master pimps. And all you motherfuckers in this game keep, you know, wondering why you run into so many weak or punk ass women. But it's the path that you guys taking that they see they have total disrespect for. It's making them all punks. You know, you let brothers be in your conversation, let them make eye contact with you. I mean, this can't be in my conversation. You can't make eye contact with me unless you're going to give me some money. And what I'm saying is, you can't have an opinion on my shit. You know, I ain't making no deals. And what I'm saying is, I ain't even speaking to you if you don't look like you don't really get out. But you guys do all that. All that shit. You fuck with bitches before you even get paid. And then you wonder why they don't have no goddamn respect for you. Shit. That's lunacy. If you want to run into stone down motherfuckers, you got to be a stone down motherfucker yourself. Stone down need no deals, straight lace heels and thrills of watching them motherfucking hoes go get it if it's about this family. Or watching these women you fucking with respect you. If you're not, all you need to do is accept the rules of the game, which you ignore. And shit should be coming clear to you. The rules were made to keep complaints from coming from anyone except suckers pretending they have game. If you don't want a bitch to look at you like a sucker, you got to do some, or start doing some real man shit. No, but I just realized something. After the rude awakening I received from some of these motherfuckers that I've been dealing with, I had to sit and think. And while thinking, I started doubting myself. You might remember, because I think it was the other day when I said the worst thing insecurity and doubt can do is make you think. So there's no reason to be afraid of them, either one of them. But I had to learn that again for myself because I had a doubt about myself, and it made me realize that, you know, I let my fuel for education get low. Because I was, you know, speeding along and really not checking my gas tank. You going to work? Huh? You at work now? Oh, okay. Anyway, now that I've refueled my tank with all this fucking doubt, I'm gonna use it in my. I used it in my classes. See, I ain't afraid to doubt shit I do. As a matter of fact, there hasn't been many things I've done that doubt whether or not I could do it wasn't a propelling force.
Dad, I'm sorry you missed Drake's call. He just left.
Oh, shit.
And he just drove 30 minutes, so he pissed off. He thinks you just catted on him.
Damn. Hey, call him back, Lena. Man. Anyway, that's actually the... This is a fucked up way to end the show. You guys got to understand it. This shit is real that I'll be talking about. It is not something... Oh, shit. 773, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud.
Yo.
We can't hear the callers. Like, that last conversation that you had, we just heard you talking. We couldn't hear the caller to speak what he had to say.
Well, okay, man. 5'10", what's going on?
Hey, Professor Bud, how you doing? Hey, man, I've been listening to you for... Good, man. Good to hear. Hey, man, I've been listening to you for a couple of weeks now. And, look, I really believe in what you're saying. And my money is limited, but I would like to get started and become a student of Sidewalk University.
Check this out, bro. You know my email, askrosebud@gmail.com?
Man, yeah, I've already sent you an email.
Get at me right now and say what you're saying, and then I'll kick it with you about what we can do.
It's already been done. I sent it to you like about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Oh, you already did. So, okay.
Yes, sir.
I haven't checked it, man, so I don't know. I've been on the show. But, you know, cool. Are you the brother who's supposed to hit me Thursday?
No, that wasn't me. I went through your Instagram to no avail, but now I happened to get online and saw that you were live, so I was like, yo, let me get the Ask Rosebud email address one more try, and it worked to my benefit.
Okay, check it out. You gotta go to PayPal and you select the send money tab, and then you send the payment to askrosebud@gmail.com, and then I'll send you what you need to get out.
All right. Now, I also heard you talking about some of that free stuff in order to get me started. Is that still available?
Nah, man. Everybody took all the free stuff.
Okay. Understandable. Cool. So I got you for PayPal. And then is that PayPal, askrosebud.com? Is that what that is?
Yeah, once you go to the send money tab, it's going to ask you who you want to send it to. And you send it to askrosebud@gmail.com, and that's send it to PayPal. And PayPal will tell me it's there, and then I'll hit you.
Sounds good, my man. Thanks for all your help. I much appreciate it.
All right, brother. Be cool. All right, Peace. You guys, look, I'm out. I'm making these videos a little more often because I want you motherfuckers to know that you don't have to come to Sidewalk University if you don't want to. I want you to understand that I ain't trying to make you fucking come to Sidewalk University no more. I was guilty of that, but I got a lot of complaints about that. So I'm going back to normal. As far as if you want to get some of it, you can. You ain't got to buy every goddamn, Sidewalk University and the course. You can buy parts of the course. You can buy parts of the course and some tools together. I don't care how you do it. I'm just saying the complaints then mounted up to enough for me to make a move. And this is the move I'm making. All right, y'all, I'm gone.
Dad, are you cash
shopping?